Go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome along everyone. Declare the meeting for August open. And first of all, before we get on with the meeting, we'll have a minute of silence for one of our past councillors who served in from 71 to 86, and Mr. Peter Walston. If you can all stand, we'll have a minute of silence. Thank you. Okay, thank you everybody. Okay. If anyone's in attendance, I think there's anyone out there for public question time. I walked in a couple of minutes ago. Is there any application for leave of absence?
Next meeting.
Next meeting?
Yes. Potentially. At this stage, yes.
You can do Teams.
What's that?
You can do Teams.
I'll see where I'm at.
Okay.
You got to still apply for it anyway?
Yeah.
In a move.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Guy, thank you. Mm-hmm. Confirmation of previous minutes for the July meeting. Someone prepared to move those minutes? Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. There is a motion that needs to be rescinded, but we'll do that in now or
no.
Later on?
The agenda. Okay.
Right, in the agenda. Thank you. Receival of minutes from other meetings. We have the minutes from the Wheelock Board meeting on the 13th of August. Is someone prepared to move those minutes? Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Faithful has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. Any questions?
6-0.
6-0, sorry. There was one I did have, that will come up in. To 7, councillors' announcements. Any announcements, Councillor Simmons?
No, not that I know or remember. Sorry, been a bit of a quiet month.
Okay. Councillor Faithful, no, you've been away tripping.
Yes,
Bill's been hiding.
Councillor Huffle's been hiding, fair enough. Councillor
Nothing.
Thank you, Councillor Della Bosca.
No, it's been a pretty quiet month.
Quiet month, okay. For me, the Great Eastern Zone meeting. The Intermunicipal Golf Day, which you attended, for myself, And there was the Great Eastern Zone meeting at Caliburn on the 18th, which I attended as well, which was pretty good. And also, I have nominated Westonia for February for councillor training, as they are looking for a spot to do the training. And for a couple of days, I rang the CEO to confirm that we had some rooms available. We could have anything from 10 to 15 or more people here. It'd be for a couple of days. Okay? That is in February. Okay? Moving on. Declaration of interest. Anyone got a declaration of interest?
Yeah. Councillor Simmons, I've got a closely associated and a proximity interest in item 9.4.1.
Thank you.
It's not 9.4.1.
Yeah, it's
9.4.1. Okay. Keep moving on. We don't want to slow things down. But it's called the council decision. I will now hand over to Jasmine, the Deputy CEO, to start 9.11. Thank you.
9.1.1 is the accounts for payment for July 2025. Accounts for payment are presented to Council in the interest of the calendar meeting to provide information on Council expenditure. July's list of accounts are totalling $403,988.66. Bendigo bank card transactions of $10,604 and no fuel card purchases. Is there any questions relating to this month's list of accounts? If not, then my office recommendation is that the July 2025 accounts submitted to today's meeting on municipal direct debit from $4,627 to direct debit 4651 and electronic transfers EFT 7719 to EFT 7774, inclusive of the DPI transactions creditors and bank card fees, totalling $403,988.66, be passed for payment.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Huffman has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Okay, item 9.1.2 is a monthly statement of financial activity for July 2025. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of Council's activity and financial performance during the reporting period. On page 5 of the report, it shows that we still have a surplus of $2.7 million. And then shown from page 7 onwards is a breakdown of individual accounts by reporting program, which does not reflect any material variances due to just being inputting of the 2025-26 budget and the commencement of the new financial year. So my officer recommendation is that Council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending July 2025 and note any material variances greater than 10,000 or 15%.
Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. Any questions? It's all pretty great.
Not many transactions in 1 month.
Item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for July 2025. The GST reconciliation is presented to Council as a means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on our Council's cash flow. It shows that a payment for July of $31,256. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation report totalling $31,256 be for the period ending July 2025 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move the GST statement. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Now hand over. Thanks, Jazz, for all that. Now hand over to the CEO. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.4 is the National Small Town Reinvention Conference. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider that elected members and senior staff attend the National Small Town Reinvention Conference 2025 to be held in Kapunda, South Australia from the 22nd to the 25th of September in place of attending the Walga Convention 25 scheduled for the same period. The National Small Town Reinvention Conference, theme Prosperity Through Connection, Collaboration and Community, will focus on innovative strategies to support the sustainability, growth and reinvention of small towns. The program includes keynote speakers, regional case studies and collaborative workshops that directly address the challenges and opportunities facing rural and small communities. Given the Shire's profile as a small regional local government, the themes and content of the Kapunda Conference are considered highly relevant and applicable to local strategic priorities such as community development, economic diversification and regional collaboration. The comment is that while Walga Convention provides a broad platform for sector-wide networking and governance updates, the National Small Town Reinvention Conference offers a more tailored program aligned with the Shire's current goals and community context. Attendance will provide valuable insights, tools and partnerships that can support the Shire's long-term planning and engagement strategies. Financial implications, we broke it down to send three attendees to Walga Local Government Conference has an impact of about 11,500, and to send seven attendees and partners to the National Small Town Reinvention Conference is about $11,000. So there's no major impact financially. So my recommendation is in two parts, is that because at our last July meeting, we had a council resolution that Councillor Crees, Faithful and Deputy CEO Jasmine Guy attend the 25 Walga AGM and convention being held at the Perth Convention Centre with Councillor Crees and Faithful being voting delegates, be revoked by council. I think we'll handle that one first, please.
So you heard the motion. Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved and Councillor Simon has seconded. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, 6-0.
That's an absolute majority. Thank you. And the second part, my recommendation that elected members and senior staff attend the National Small Town Reinvention Conference being held in Kapunda, South Australia.
Moved Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Guy. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0, unanimous. Again.
The conference program or one page, a flyer, is attached for your information.
Just a question, we have given our apologies to Walga?
Not yet.
Not
we're
yet.
Waiting
I'm
for
waiting
that.
On that.
Waiting
okay.
That. So that'll happen tomorrow.
So they've got Glenn McGrath and Adam Goods and some public speakers.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, they're really excited. One is, the other's not.
You quite hear you then, Bill.
I take your pick.
Righto. Moving on to 9.4. Oh.
So, Councillor Simmons has declared an interest in this item and has just removed himself from the room at 4:17.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.4.1 is a request to freehold lease number K574480, lot 1524, Shire Westonia. The purpose of this report is to Council consider providing support for the freeholding of lot 1524 with an option to purchase. The Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage has received an application from the late Mr. Robert Simmons, or his estate, to buy lot 1524 in freehold. Mr. Simmons has currently leased this land for a significant period of time which is designated for cultivation and grazing, and it expires in October 2028. I think it was a 21-year lease. The estate would like to purchase the land because Remelius has finished their drilling and closed their nearby mine. Could the Shire please provide comments? You've got 42 days. My comment is that neighbouring lots adjacent to the parcel land are freehold and serve the purpose of hobby farms. They were old miners' homestead leases, and so is this same lot. There is no obvious reason for council to oppose the freeholding of this land, particularly if it encourages some development. It's already got power services to it. There, in the past, there's been a residence there.
And water?
Yes, it would have water too. Yes, water and power. Freeholding of the land surrounding the town for private ownership instead of government lease is a strategic implication. My recommendation that council make no objection to the freeholding of lot 1524 with an option to purchase.
If heard the explanation, is someone prepared to move? Move to Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Huxtable. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Unanimous. Could you ask Councillor Simmons to come back in, please? Councillor Dyer.
420. 420.
420.
Went out at 17.
Yeah.
Okay, moving along. Recognised most of which previous notice has been given. None. New business urgent in nature introduced by decision of the meeting.
None.
Date and time of the next meeting will be on the Tuesday, the 16th of September 25, commencing at 4 p.m. There being no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed and thank you everyone for your attendance. Thank you.
Thank you.